In local obituaries this morning, Mr. Russell Shaw, age 92, of Campbellsville, died Friday. He is survived by his wife, Elizabeth Liz Shaw, one son and daughter-in-law of Frankfurt, two grandchildren, four great-grandchildren, three brothers and two sisters, Don Shaw and wife Gail, Buddy Shaw and Ethel Buchanan of Campbellsville, Sarah Tot Buckler of Lebanon, Dick Shaw and wife Charlene of California. Funeral services for Russell Shaw will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the Paradon Ramsey Funeral Home with burial in the Brookside Cemetery. The family requests that expressions of sympathy take the form of donations to the Missions Fund at Campbellsville Baptist Church, Campbellsville University, or to Gideon Bibles. Mrs. Hazel Marie Bryant, age 88, of Hanley Avenue, Campbellsville, died Saturday at Grandview Nursing Home after an illness. She is survived by two sons and daughters-in-law and one daughter and son-in-law, David Blue and Regina Bryant, Kenny Bryant and Ruby and Jimmy Rose, all of Campbellsville, nine grandchildren, five great-grandchildren, one sister of Louisville. Funeral services for Hazel Marie Bryant will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the Lyon DeWitt Funeral Home with burial in the Campbellsville Memorial Gardens. Mrs. Kathleen Cox, age 91, of Campbellsville, died Sunday. Survivors include one son and daughter-in-law, Wayne and Phyllis Cox of Campbellsville, two grandchildren, three great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Kathleen Cox will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Paradon Ramsey Funeral Home with burial in the Campbellsville Memorial Gardens. Mrs. Beverly Wright, age 50, of Lebanon, died Thursday at her residence after an illness. She is survived by her parents, George Irvin Wright of South Carolina, Myrtle Falamar of Lebanon, two sons, Jeremy Wright of Campbellsville, Christopher Johnson of Lebanon, one daughter, Marissa Wright of Illinois, two brothers and sister-in-law, Cedric Wright of New York, Derek Stephen Wright of California, one sister, Tracy Walker of Louisville, four grandchildren. Funeral services for Beverly Wright will be Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock at the Campbell DeWitt Funeral Home in Lebanon with burial in the Ryder Cemetery. The family request visitation after 6 o'clock this evening at the Campbell DeWitt Funeral Home. Mrs. Mildred Kilby Piles, age 82, of Snow Lane, Campbellsville, died Monday at Taylor Regional Hospital after an illness. She is survived by two daughters, Frida Taylor of Florida, Nancy King of Campbellsville, one stepson, Robert Bobby Piles, five grandchildren, five great-grandchildren, one step-grandchild, three step-great-grandchildren, four brothers, Ralph Farmer of Lebanon, Raymond Farmer of Louisville, Omer Farmer of Campbellsville, Dwayne Farmer of Elkhorn. Funeral services for Mildred Kilby Piles will be Wednesday afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Lyon DeWitt Funeral Home with burial in the Campbellsville Memorial Gardens. The family requests visitation after 5 o'clock this afternoon at the Lyon DeWitt Funeral Home. Mr. Dallas Cooper McCarty, age 61, of Gravel Switch, died Sunday at his son's residence. Survivors include one son, Scott McCarty, and wife Cindy of Gravel Switch, one daughter, Angie Sanders, and husband Artie of Campbellsville, two brothers, Cleland Bud Lotus of Danville, James Lotus of Willisburg, one sister, Helen Heaston of Lebanon, one grandchild. Funeral services for Dallas Cooper McCarty will be Wednesday afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Bosley Funeral Home in Lebanon with burial in the Hayesville Cemetery. The family requests visitation after 4 o'clock this afternoon at the Bosley Funeral Home. Mrs. Helen McKinney, age 85, of the Pierce community of Greene County, died Monday at Taylor Regional Hospital. She is survived by one son, Robert McKinney of Greene County, two granddaughters, two great-grandchildren, two sisters and brothers-in-law, Eula and Walter Wright of Greensburg, Marie and William Buckner of Hart County. Funeral arrangements for Helen McKinney are incomplete and will be announced later by the Foster Toller Curry Funeral Home in Greensburg. I'm Greg Gribbins, WVLC News.